With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump used the White House's 4th of July celebrations as a backdrop for signing the big, beautiful bill on Friday.
One big, beautiful bill. And before I start, I want to tell you that I've never seen people so happy in our country because of that, because so many different groups of people are being taken care of, the military and civilians of all types, jobs of all types.
And public policy expert Matthew Contenny says now that the bill has been signed, the White House will be outlining and explaining its various measures and implementing them in coming weeks and months.
The bill really does codify the Trump agenda that has been sketched over a period of a decade. When you think about its reforms of the immigration process, for example, when you think about all the changes to the tax code, not just preventing a tax hike, and of course the no tax on tips, the no tax on overtime, but other interesting things, including 529s, other savings plans, the Trump bucks, the accounts for newborns.
Condetti spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. More than 20 lives lost, at least, and death came in the form of heavy rains and flash flooding in the Texas Hill Country on Friday. The Kerr County Sheriff said two dozen people were confirmed dead after at least 10 inches of rain poured down overnight. That caused flash flooding in the Guadalupe River. Among the missing, more than 20 girls from a summer camp. Officials say the death toll could rise as rescue operations continue. Of course, they're hoping and praying that people will be found alive. Government offices, post offices, courts, and the like all closed on Friday for the 4th of July. The stock markets and banks also took the day off after a short session of trading on Thursday that saw both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 hit new record highs. This is SRN News. A warning about persecution on the rise in Africa.
It comes from International Christian Concern, a report indicating that the continent is fast becoming the epicenter of a war on believers carried out by Muslim radicals. ICC says Christians are the objects of violent persecution in Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, Sudan, and Kenya, to name just a few countries. And unlike other regions where persecuted Christians are an embattled minority, in Africa they make up about half the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court's ruling in favor of Maryland parents who don't want their children exposed to LGBT books in school could inspire similar lawsuits in other states. Jessica Levinson with Loyola Law School in Los Angeles says, quote, any school district that reads similar books to their children is now subject to suits by the parents who don't want their kids to hear those books. This is SRN News. Several former top aides to former President Joe Biden have agreed to an interview with the House Oversight Committee as part of its probe into Biden's mental acuity while in office and a possible cover-up.
The committee scheduled former Chief of Staff Ron Klain to interview on July 24th, former counsel to the President Steve Ricchetti for July 30th, former senior advisor to the President Mike Donilon for July 31st, former Deputy Chief of Staff Bruce Reed for August 5th, and former senior advisor to the President Anita Dunn on August 7th. Bernie Bennett, the Capitol.
Some are calling it the Holy Grail of abolitionist-era Baptist documents in Massachusetts. A volunteer searching the archives of the American Baptists in Massachusetts has found a nearly 180-year-old document shedding light on the church's support for abolishing slavery. The 5-foot-long scroll is a handwritten declaration signed by 116 New England ministers saying they disapprove of and abhor slavery. This is SRN News.